And so he then returned to those wonderful feelings of bliss that he had experienced when he had awakened in the divine world. So he was a brother who was being prepared for higher tasks, but who was to be incorporated again in order to prove in a new human life what he had learned in the spiritual realm. In a new human life he was to provide different proofs than in the previous one. Different tests were laid out for him. He was then to prove that it was possible for him to escape from this level from which he had come into earthly life and to take a step higher again. In this way, this brother learned everything that was required of him. And so this was his rise from a humble, ragged man who went through life hungry and thirsty. In the spiritual realm, he was taken care of and the opportunity for ascension was created for him. With this, dear brothers and sisters, I have once again given you an insight into the divine world. There are also explanations about the order, about the laws of God that apply to us. So, dear brothers and sisters, I have tried to describe it to you as I experienced it. So may God's blessing accompany you on all your paths. May you remain strong in your faith. And may those who are on the way to it become strong in faith. May they become aware that life on this earth and everything that is on this earth is doomed to transience and that only that which rises from this transience will enter into eternal life because it is imperishable. As it is said, it is sown in transience, but the imperishable will rise. 1 Cor. 15:42. So, dear brothers and sisters, greetings from God. Experience report by Spirit Teacher Joseph through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Mar 1 Quartenkirchenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Next case, October 1, 1969. Ferdinand the Pitfalls of a Comfortable, Spoiled Life. When memories of a beautiful life on earth and a weak will are an obstacle to adapting to the conditions in the world beyond and moving forward. Joseph, greetings from God. Dear brothers and sisters, it is I, your trusted friend. Today I would like to speak about a soul who has returned home and explain how it has fared. But first I have something else to tell you. Many or most of you have had an uplifting week, the meditation week in Flims with Spirit Teacher Len. Now you will have to make do with me again. But you don't have to think that I would have less merit, because our august sister Len was able to warm your hearts in a very special way. Her merits, which she has acquired through her devotion, are also my merits. In our world we are never jealous of one another. I am happy about the success of our beloved sister, because, dear brothers and sisters, it is similar with you in your community. Each of you who works seriously in the community and strives for the great meaning of your life, strives to get closer to God, forms a building block in the great church of God, you will also receive your merits in this way. So if you support this community faithfully, you too will be rewarded for your loyalty, for your activity, and I hope this will be in addition to your other spiritual achievements or spiritual riches that you have acquired through these insights. If you remain loyal to this community until your last breath, keep the thought of life after death and of God's spirit world within you, affirm its influence on people and accordingly align yourself with the spiritual laws, you will be rewarded for your activity and for your work in the community and even for your existence in the community. You know yourselves how important it is to form such a community, to have loyal members who also become role models for their fellow human beings. So that is what I wanted to tell you just now. And now I will tell you again about the return of a deceased person. You should understand why the soul in question does not speak to you itself. The reason for this is that a person who has returned home is only able to speak himself, through the medium, once he has reached a certain level of development. So we decide whether I have to tell you what happened to the person in question, or whether the soul in question can come before you and explain it. It is as our sister Len explained, everyone has their ability, everyone has their task in God's plan, and you know my tasks. I go from level to level or from one heaven to another and from one depth to another to speak to helpless spirit brothers and sisters, to take care of them, to inquire about them and, if it is within my power, to do my part to bring them higher. Now I will tell you about a man who died about 20 years ago at the age of about 50. This man called himself Ferdinand. He lived in a family where there was no need, there was therefore prosperity. This Ferdinand was well looked after when his parents were still alive, and his parents had also made provisions for his later years so that he would be well after their death. This Ferdinand was paralyzed and did not have a healthy mind like you. But one cannot say that he was completely confused in spirit. At times he could speak and think quite sensibly, and at times not. He had to be led around in a wheelchair. When his parents were still alive, he had his own servant. This servant had to look after him and he took him for walks. Actually, this Ferdinand was always kind. He had inherited this kindness from his mother. But what he said could not always be taken seriously, because his childlike disposition remained with him until his death. During the time he was with his parents, they made sure that he lacked nothing, and since he was born to respected parents, he lacked nothing externally either. Belief in God was not particularly cultivated in this family. They did not live without belief in God, but they did not inquire into the deeper meaning of life, and there was no great, deep, honest piety either. And so this Ferdinand lived like this, and after his parents died he was well looked after. He always had his servant who took him for walks and fulfilled his wishes. Well, this Ferdinand was burdened by previous lives. He had debts deep within himself that he was supposed to make up for by living a human life. The spirit, that is, the inner man, felt these humiliations, because the spirit saw how he was laughed at as a human being, not by his parents, who were very attached to him, but by the servants, by those around him. He had not been made to understand this openly, but when the servants were in their own rooms, they made fun of this Ferdinand. This went unnoticed by the outer man, but not by the inner man. This spirit was supposed to be humiliated by this human life. Outwardly he had been well cared for, and as a human being he was not malicious, but lovable. He had inherited this kindness, as I have emphasized, from his mother. But now I would like to explain to you how he fared when he came into the spiritual world. This explanation is not just meant to be entertaining for you, but everything is always connected with spiritual teachings. The fact that this Ferdinand had been cared for so much had shaped his whole mind. Although this spirit had to be humiliated, he found it quite natural that he was treated with so much devotion. Now, in the spiritual realm, an angel came to meet him, and his parents also greeted him, expressed their joy and made it clear to him, "Ferdinand, now you no longer need to be led around. You are no longer paralyzed, you can walk just like us, and you can think and speak as healthily as the rest of us. For we have not died for God, we are alive, we have entered a new world." And his parents explained to him, "Try to adapt to this new world." Ferdinand now discovered that he could actually move and walk like anyone else. But he didn't enjoy it at all. The spirits of God who now dealt with him were correct, but not particularly kind, as Ferdinand had been used to in his human life, where he had been looked after with great attention and love. They spoke forcefully, and it was explained to him that a different, new life was now beginning for him. During his entire earthly life he had not done any work that had brought any other person profit. He had not had to provide for his livelihood. His parents had admitted that. He had it good because he had been looked after by people. The world of God had granted him that. But now he had to make up for in the spiritual world what he had not been able to do as a human being. He had to learn to work hard. And the angels explained to him, "You can walk and you have strength, you can move and now you must work." Ferdinand did not agree with that. In his memory was the beautiful life, the beautiful house of his parents and what he had experienced after their death. Everything had been done for him, he had been taken care of, he had had a beautiful life, he had his servant, he had no worries, his livelihood was taken care of. And now suddenly he was told that he had to start working. He claimed that he had no strength for it, he could not do hard work because he was much too weak, and besides, the fact that he was now standing firmly on these legs was only a temporary phenomenon, because this weakness would come over him again and then he would have to be led around in this world too. He said this and claimed, "I cannot work." Well, the angels of God explained to him where the work was, who he could turn to and what he had to do. They called on him to be of goodwill and to fulfill his task in order to come closer to God. But none of this made an impression on him, and the angels of God moved away from him because they saw his weak will. He now looked around to see if there was a carriage or wheelchair somewhere that he could sit in and arouse pity in his spirit brothers and sisters so that they would take him around. He simply still lived in the past and in the idea, "I am weak, I am paralyzed, it is not possible, I cannot walk." All of this was so rooted in him and he lacked the strong will. And so he claimed that he was too weak and simply could not walk. It was not a particularly elevated level into which he had been led, you can imagine that, but it was still a good place to live. When the ascending spirit brothers and sisters who populate this sphere fulfill their tasks, the spirits of God who guide them are very forgiving and also give them pleasure now and then. They also get their free time, which they can use. But this world that Ferdinand had now entered could of course bear no resemblance to everything that he had once had, and so he was not content with that. The spirit world of God had a hard time with him. Now he was allowed to do what he liked, and so he found his way back to his former home on earth, where he had lived as a human being, for his mental power was so strong that it was possible for him to return to this house. The first thing he did there was to look for his wheelchair, in which he had been taken for walks during the last period of his life. He then noticed that this wheelchair had been put in a storage room and covered there. He then looked for this cart and sat in it. He tried to operate it. At first he was astonished that this wheelchair, which had once meant so much to him, had simply put it to one side. So he sat down in it and tried to move around in this wheelchair as a spirit being. I have to give an explanation for this. His whole way of thinking was still of a lower kind. He had again become afflicted with these earthly, human vibrations, so that he was able to see this wheelchair again and handle it as he had done as a human. Next to this room, where this chair was parked, were the rooms or bedrooms of the servants. And so these servants heard noises from this adjoining room at night. At first no special significance was attached to this, but it kept repeating itself. And then these servants talked about it. Then someone had the idea, perhaps it is Ferdinand who is haunting around there. That's what they said, or in your terms, taunting around, and people laughed and didn't take it seriously. Among these servants was a somewhat older woman who was pious. She always listened to what the others said about this Ferdinand. She had known him too, and she wondered whether this soul was perhaps restless. After Ferdinand's death, the people, including these servants, had said, "Now he is redeemed, redeemed from his suffering," and that was it for them. But this soul was not redeemed, it remained confined to the house and to its wheelchair. This somewhat older woman now began to pray for this Ferdinand, that he might find peace. No one told her that it was the spirit of this Ferdinand that was causing this restlessness. But she felt it, and so she prayed and called him by name in her mind. She said to him, "Ferdinand, you must try to find your way. You have nothing left to do on this earth. Go your way, which is now destined for you, and leave this earthly realm for good." And then this woman prayed for the salvation of his soul. At first, Ferdinand was of course unable to take in any of this prayer, because his thoughts and everything about him were still so human that he could not perceive the higher vibration that was generated by this woman's prayer. The servants got used to this restlessness over time and laughed about it. But they were not afraid of this Ferdinand, even if he came as a ghost, because he had been kind all his life. So they had no respect for him and no fear of his spirit. Well, this older woman kept praying for him. And now an angel of God had to take care of this Ferdinand, because he lived in this house and believed that he was driving around in this wheelchair that he was using in his spirit. The angel of God pointed out to him that he should now leave the spiritual side of this wheelchair behind him, that it must now become a part of earthly matter. He should free himself of these thoughts and stand on his feet, because he could walk like anyone else. Ferdinand, however, did not want to believe it and complained. He complained that he had had to leave so many beautiful things behind and that he did not like the new world he had been led into. He liked it better in his former house, he would rather stay there. The Spirit of God said to him, "Look, night after night this woman, whom you knew in life and who was well disposed towards you, prays for you. She prays for the salvation of your soul and for your redemption. She has done you many favors in your life. Don't you want to do her a favor too and leave this world now and leave everything here alone? Do you want to disturb these servants with your thoughts, which are so tied to this earthly world? Do you want them to laugh at you?" And Ferdinand replied, "They are not laughing, I have never seen them laugh at me." And the angel said, "I will show you. You shall hear how they speak of you." The angel of God had the opportunity to guide this spirit. He put him on his feet and said, "I will have this wheelchair taken away. You will no longer find it here, because you must walk forward and upward. This carriage no longer exists for you as a spirit. You can walk around like everyone else. You must strengthen your will. You must not live in the past, but you must live in the present and look to the future. You must accept and do what we recommend to you, what we tell you." Then the Spirit of God took this Ferdinand with him and one evening led him into the room where these servants were gathered and began to make fun of him again, and also explained that he would certainly bring this unrest again, but that they were not to be afraid. They simply made fun of him and told various things from his life. For example, what answers he had given them and so on. Now he had to hear it and could see that these servants had actually been making fun of him. This annoyed him a little and he said, "But were they so wrong? They were always kind to me, and behind my back they laughed at me." And the angel of God answered, "Yes, you only notice that now, but now and then, when your spirit, during your human life, was separated from your body, now and then, when you could think and see properly in your spirit, you could also perceive the contempt. But when you died on earth, you took something from your human life into your spirit, and you must put aside this connection and link to the earthly world and to your human past. You should no longer cultivate this way of thinking, you should no longer live in your thoughts in this old time, because that binds you to it, and you will not be free of everything. So you can see, you are alive. I will make sure that you do not find this wheelchair again. You must move, and you can work." Ferdinand then listened a little, but he was actually interested in receiving pity from the others, because his life had always been focused on pity. As a human being he had quite naturally expected pity from others, and now as a spirit he also expected this pity from all his spirit brothers and sisters in his new home. But this pity was no longer given to him here, and he did not like that. Now he had to realize that he was no longer valued higher than anyone else. He was no longer above the others as he had once been above the servants of his family. Now he was on the same level as the others and had to overcome this idea of AA being better than them, and that was not so easy. The angel of God led him away from this earthly world with gentle force and explained to him, "You have no business here anymore. If you return again, you will be punished for it, and the punishment will not be easy for you. I am responsible for you making your way forward, and I will do everything I can to help you move forward." These were forceful words for Ferdinand, who had been spoiled in human life, but he wanted to accept them. It was explained to him, this was all in God's will. He was in the kingdom of God and the angels were servants and would fulfill their tasks in God's plan of salvation just as the servants in his former earthly house fulfilled their tasks. But the task of the angels was a higher one and had a higher meaning, and he must now change his whole way of thinking. He promised to do so. And so he was led back to his sphere in the world beyond. He found a simple house in which he was taken in by other spirit brothers and sisters. This house was not surrounded by such a well-kept park as his former earthly home. There was nothing that could have pleased his eyes, nothing like that. Everything was very simple. He experienced no great splendor and no special kindness, as he was used to. And now he was suddenly supposed to start a hard job. He proved to be quite clumsy in handling his work and he had to endure some criticism and some reprimands, for his spiritual hands were clumsy for the work he had to do, just as his human hands had been clumsy. In his human life he had never been forced to do any work, and because his parents were wealthy, it had been out of the question for him as a human being to do any work. So this was not an advantage for his spirit. On the contrary, he did not handle all the things he had to hold in his hands properly, and this was only because he was inexperienced in handling any objects. His entire thinking was of a lower kind. In the spiritual realm he had to do manual work first. Because as a human being he could not think like others, and as a spirit he would only come into full possession of completely rational thinking over time. This was prevented by the divine world because he first had to learn to work with his hands. Actually, I know that you would like to know what he had to do. We always find it a little difficult to explain because you cannot really understand it. So I can say, he had to break stones, spiritual stones in fact, because these stones are not simply available in the size that you need them for building, they too have to be worked. They have to be worked in the way that the spirits of God determine, because the houses in the spiritual world are which, after all, is not created from nothing. There are different spiritual materials, but all spiritual material must be processed, and that is also the activity of the spirit brothers and sisters, that they have to work on everything and everywhere. I always try to explain this as best as I can, but I keep quiet about some things for one reason, that certain friends cannot really imagine spiritual life as it really is. Well, in the lower levels, this work on this material is hard work, while in higher levels, similar work, for here too, spiritual material is changed and adapted, is not so hard and rigorous, for in the higher levels, every manual activity can be raised to an artistic level, and the spirit in question can put all its strength, its creative thoughts and abilities into its work. In the higher levels, similar things can be processed by creative, artistically inclined spirit brothers and sisters, but into a valuable object, whereas at this lower level, only very modest manual work is required. Because it is also about teaching this spirit to work. And there is a big difference whether such work has to be carried out by a returnee who had never had to do such work in his human life and for whom this would have been a humiliation, or whether it is carried out by a spirit who had lived a modest human life and for whom it is quite natural to do such work because he does not see it as humiliating. That is precisely the difference. So this Ferdinand, who had a spoiled life behind him, had to do such work, and that was already a humiliation for this spirit. It was not easy for him to fit into this society, because from his earthly life he had become accustomed to a different, an elevated society that had surrounded him even if he had not been taken seriously as a human being. And now all the beauty, all the comfort was no longer there. He had suddenly been led into a very simple spiritual life and to a job that gave him no joy at all. So he was dissatisfied for a long time and he kept trying to make his spirit brothers and sisters aware that he actually couldn't stand it all and that it would be better for him if they sat him down somewhere and led him around. But these words were not well received, because they knew that he only wanted to escape his work and his surroundings. For here were spirit brothers and sisters on the same level who had incurred similar debts and who had not yet been allowed to enter a higher level. I said that this Ferdinand was very burdened from a previous life and that he had to pay off this burden as a human being, but it was not possible for him to pay off all his debts in one earthly life alone. So he had to enter a level in the spiritual world where he was taught anew. His spirit had indeed been humiliated by his handicapped earthly life, but since this had not happened to the same extent as perhaps with another burdened spirit, he had to accept these humiliations in the spiritual realm and live in them, whereas other spirit brothers and sisters who worked with him did not mind at all and did not feel humiliated when they had to carry out this activity. But they had all been placed on the same level by the spirits of God. They had to work together, with one another, and also live together, with one another. Ferdinand no longer experienced the kindness from these spirit brothers and sisters that he had received from his fellow human beings in human life, because these other spirit brothers and sisters were not attuned to it. Even as a spirit, he still had the kindness that he had possessed as a human being, and he believed that he could speak the same language with his brothers and sisters in the same kind way that he was used to as a human being. And now he had to experience that the others did not cultivate this form of interaction and that it was difficult for him to respond to the nature of the others. So it was not easy for him. But over time he did become able to carry out his work. He was also taught by the spirits of God, and he accepted the spiritual life as he had to live it. This enabled him to improve a number of things. Slowly his thinking also found its way into spiritual thinking, into spiritual reality, although in the beginning he still had the same mind as when he was a human being. And so he slowly integrated himself into this spiritual life and was able to gradually improve his spiritual state. Then the spirits of God took him out of this plane and gave him another, better job. He also had to be taught in the spiritual schools. He was taught about the plan of salvation. He was to learn to give God the reverence that he deserves. After all, as a human being he had not been raised in a particularly religious way. So this spirit brother was now able to slowly work his way up. He had realized that he had to adapt to this new world, and he had realized that his past life on earth had indeed brought him spiritual progress, but that through the care of his parents and through this comfortable, beautiful life he had not paid off what he should have paid off, and that he had to make up for it in the spiritual world. So he settled in with the other spirit brothers and sisters and then slowly began to forget who he had once been and where he had lived, and adapted himself completely to the spiritual life. From then on, the spirit world of God had an easier time guiding this brother. He had now separated himself from the human and had become willing to do what was required of him in the spiritual world. He had also come to the realization that there are different laws in the spiritual world than on earth and that one must align oneself with these laws, that human life with its laws does not always agree with what God wants and how things are in the divine world. So he began to strive for his own spiritual advancement and was able to reach such a spiritual level in a relatively short time. So he had come to an understanding, but all this only because this Spirit of God, who took special care of him, had said, "I am responsible for your progress and I will lead you there and impose on you what is for the benefit of your spirit and soul. And I am concerned that you accelerate your advancement." And this Spirit of God had always stood faithfully by his side and had guided him in this way, and it continues to lead him to spiritual heights. It is a spirit that will not only support him in the spiritual world, but also when the time comes for a next human life, then too, this spirit will take care of him. For he has taken on the task of bringing this creature of God closer to God as quickly as possible. So, dear brothers and sisters, I gave you insight and at the same time some teachings. You can see how different it is from one to the other, that not all spirit brothers and sisters who come to us are treated according to a single pattern, but that each one is carefully considered and everything is clarified. Everyone is taken care of, and that is why the spirits of God are there, who are concerned with promoting this progress, accelerating this ascent. So, dear brothers and sisters, I return to my work and leave you all to God's blessing. May God's salvation heal you in body and soul. Greetings from God. Experience report by Spirit Teacher Joseph through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quartington Stress, Direct Template, Eon Tape Recording, Addendum according to first publication in the magazine Geist Eichwelt, in the board meeting on October 8, 1969. The opportunity arose to ask Spirit Teacher Joseph questions about Ferdinand's experience report. The question was asked why Ferdinand was not informed about the connections between his last and previous earthly lives after his retreat into the world beyond, whether without this knowledge he had to learn something for which he did not know the reason and which was therefore incomprehensible to him. Joseph answered, "Every spirit brother is given what he is able to understand in his time. This Ferdinand would not have understood it yet. It is the case that a burdened spirit that has to make amends has to endure a humiliation that is beneficial for him. But whatever is imposed on someone only serves to speed up their progress, and no one is wronged in the spiritual world.